Hello and welcome to the last episode in season one of the Tony Time podcast. Now be sure to listen until the end of the podcast because I have a very exciting giveaway for you all. This episode is really, really full of drama. I absolutely love it. We've got an alternative themed wedding with a celestial theme, tattooed bride, talking about having wedding tattoos, and also it's full of wedding planning dramas, so it's quite a juicy one. I hope you enjoy and be sure to listen till the end for the giveaway. I'm just gonna start that again because that was just mental. Hi Tiffany, welcome to the podcast.
Hiya.
I'm so excited to have you on today. I came across your Instagram account with your partner in crime, Lauren, who has also recently been on the podcast. And I know that you guys have now started a wedding blog together, which is just so exciting. So maybe we should talk about that first, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys have both postponed your weddings, haven't you? So why did you start a wedding blog?
So obviously we were both due to get married in September.
Yeah.
And we were pretty close with being like done with our planning. So we were just a few months away, just finalizing all the bits and bobs. And then obviously COVID happened. We postponed, but we then thought we've got nothing wedding to do between like now and maybe a few months before the new dates.
Yeah.
And so it was like, we've talked before, like, oh, how fun would it be to do, like, obviously we see people like Rock My Wedding, like Rock and Roll Bride, and like seeing the things they do. And it's, that seems like so fun.
Yeah.
And we just thought, let's do it. Like, we were just chatting one day about it. And then like the next day we were like on Skype, building a blog, building a website. Honestly, it was like from 0 to 100 real quick.
Wait, how long did it take you to do it all?
We decided it on Saturday and launched it the next Saturday.
No way.
So from Sunday to like the Friday, we were like on the phone every day, just like sorting bits out, trying to decide what posts to do. So it was like within a week it was live.
That's crazy. So did you guys both use wedding blogs in your planning? Because I know you've been posting a couple of pictures of the Rock and Roll Bride magazine and the Rock and Roll Bride book.
Yeah, so I was on the Rock and Roll Bride Facebook group before I made my Insta. So I used them a lot because obviously when I started planning, I said like I wanted what I was doing to be quite alternative. Like I'm not so much into like, I'm using the like traditions within my wedding, but not so much with having everything quite like basic and plain. Like I knew I wanted like something a bit quirky and jazzy.
Yeah.
And obviously that is literally what they represent. Like there's so much of that in their magazines. So I started buying those, and from that I was like, oh, I want to share everything that I'm doing, so maybe Insta.
So before we get more into like the style of your wedding, let's talk about how you and your fiance Elliot met.
So we met through like our friends. So we had like two really close friends and they were dating, and then they were like, oh, you should come out like with us for drinks or whatever. And then so we did. Yeah. So I actually just met him like in the car on the way to go somewhere because they like picked me up on the way.
Hi.
And I get in the car and I'm like, oh, can I have the aux lead? So I was like, started playing music on my phone. He's like, oh, I love this song. And then we just got chatting like that about music for ages. And then we just, from that point, just like talked all the time. Yeah, we just got on really well. But it's not like the most romantic meeting. It was like, we were just in the car listening to music on the way to have drinks on a beach.
Oh, and a beach sounds fun though. Where was this?
We would literally, it's like a local beach called like Calshot. So it's just like a stony, like rubbly beach, but it's like dead nice. And we were just like chilling there for the evening and having a laugh.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was nice.
It kind of pretty romantic.
That night was actually like the reason for our theme. So I can like add to that a bit later. It's a bit weird, but it ties in.
Oh, sounds good. So how long after you guys were dating did you then, did Elliot then propose to you?
It was a year and a half. So we've been together a year and a half before he proposed.
Oh, and it's quite a romantic proposal, isn't it?
It was so cute.
So tell us the story.
We were on holiday in Amsterdam for his birthday. So it was quite, we were walking like over a bridge. It was like really stunning, like overlooking like the opera house. And obviously when you're on holiday with your partner, all you're doing is like, can you take a picture of me? Can you take a picture of me? But instead of having to ask this time, he was like, oh, go stand over there and I'll take a photo. And I've never been so excited. I was like, yes, he's finally agreeing to take a picture. So yeah, exactly. So I went and stood on this bridge, like posing, looking over the opera house, like loving my life. And then I'm stood there for ages and I'm like, have you taken the photo yet? And he's like, wait a minute. I'm just getting, making sure I get a good one. And I'm stood there like, oh. So I turn around like, have you taken it yet? And he's down on one knee.
No way.
And I'm like, my face has a picture, like complete shock. And I was like, is this a joke? And he's like, I just literally don't even know how to like conjure up the words. And then he's like knelt in a puddle.
Oh,
he's like, Tiff, I'm knelt in a puddle. Like, you need to answer. And I was like, yes, like, obviously. And then I just burst out in tears and it was just very emotional. But yeah,
that's so sweet. Bless him. As if he picked a puddle to kneel in. He must have been so nervous.
I know, like, typical of that place. But he'd like been carrying this ring around like in his coat pocket. So it was cold. So like he would have had his coat on anyway.
Yeah.
And he'd had it in his pocket and he was just like waiting for like the right time to do it. And like that whole day he'd been acting quite like awkward and funny. And I was like, what's up with him today?
He needs to sort himself out.
Never would have guessed it. Yeah.
So you were totally surprised then?
Yeah. Like I kind of was, part of me was like, like I want him to propose at some point, like that would be great.
Yeah,
we've spoken about it before, but I was never expecting it to happen like on that holiday.
Yeah,
like we were there for his birthday and like we were on our way to the red light district.
Amazing,
honestly.
Oh, fab. So it was a good trip then.
It was a very good holiday.
Did you kind of keep it to yourself for a little bit first, like enjoying just like the excitement of being engaged, or did you start phoning people straight away?
We didn't speak to anyone while we were on holiday. We had like, I think, because he had already spoken to his family that he was doing it and he had spoken to my mum. So like everyone else kind of knew it was happening anyway, apart from me.
Yeah.
So we waited until we went home, which was just a couple of days later. And then we like phoned people, spoke about it, and then put it on Facebook.
Oh, lovely. So then when you get back, did you start planning straight away or?
When I got back, we didn't start planning straight away. But so the day that I came back from the holiday, we got back into London at about 7 a.m. and then drove back to Southampton. My partner dropped me off at like a bar so I could meet my friend for breakfast because she was so excited. And she was moving that day because she originally lives in Southampton. She was moving to Cardiff.
Right.
So he like dropped me there so I could like quickly see her before she went, and we were like super excited. And then we were like, oh, we won't plan anything. But then when I was at breakfast with her, she was like, so what are your plans? And I was like, oh.
I've only been back like 5 minutes.
Literally. But we didn't start doing too much straight away. Initially, we were saying, oh, we'll give it a year or so before we book anything. And then within 3 months, we booked our venue.
Wow. So did you have an idea of the style that you wanted, or like the theme or?
Not really. We knew we wanted something a bit quirky, but we didn't know exactly what that was going to be. It kind of just evolved into what it was over time.
Yeah. So you said before, did you get your style and inspiration from Rock and Roll Bride or Rock My Wedding or?
So like bits like and bobs of it. So I know like reading the magazines and stuff, there were like aspects of other people's weddings that I thought were really fun and really exciting. Yeah. Like I definitely wanted to incorporate those things. And then over time it was just like everything was very random and I was like, I need to like come up with something that ties everything together.
Yeah.
Which is obviously then when we decided on doing like a celestial theme.
It's so exciting because I know that I've seen like loads of stars and moons and things like that, and it does look so amazing. And I was looking through your Instagram feed from the beginning, and I know that you posted a picture of these little moon backdrops.
Yeah.
Like the crescent backdrops. And then you won like a giveaway on Instagram for the like one of the ones that you posted.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
I was like so happy for you when I saw it.
It was honestly the best day of my life.
It looks amazing.
Apart from the engagement, of course. Yeah, it was insane. Like I remember posting that pic because I saw that exact moon at the wedding show, I think it was, I was at.
Yeah.
And I saw it there and I was like, oh, the moon is so cool. So I posted a picture of it and I was like, oh, imagine being able to have one of these, like not ever thinking I would.
Yeah.
And I saw this giveaway And I was like, it is meant to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So I rallied around getting like everyone to enter for me, which they did.
That's so sweet.
And then I managed to win.
That's amazing. So did you get to pick the colour, or did it just happen to fit within your theme?
So when I won it, it was pink.
Yeah.
And even then I was like, oh, it still fits. They repainted it to like a champagne goldy bronzy colour, and then it fit in even more. So it was still perfect.
So what kind of colour scheme are you going for? Like a champagne-y?
Yeah, so for like obviously like the stars effect, we've gone for like a champagne-y gold colour. And then we're having like touches of blush pink, and then our other like main colour is black. Yeah. So like the two main colours of the day will be champagne gold and black with like touches of blush pink.
Oh, lovely. You've booked your venue within like 3 months of being engaged.
Yeah.
Did everything just kind of fly from there? So you got engaged in November 2017 and you were due to get married in September 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're now getting married in October 21.
Yeah.
Obviously you've got like 3 years at the time of you getting engaged to like plan your wedding. So you must have been like mega organized. And I saw that you're like also like a spreadsheet lover as well.
Oh my God. I love a good spreadsheet. But then so does my partner. So it's like spreadsheets for everything.
Yeah. It helps being organized, I guess, because you don't realize when you start planning, as I'm sure you found, that there's so much that you need to think about and so many things that you probably never thought you would even think about, I guess. So what did you plan after the venue?
So once we booked the venue, I think, so our venue included like our food and everything. So that was all done when we booked the venue. Then we booked a photographer and like cake and things like that just over time. So we didn't do it all like straight away. It was like one or two. I think I worked out like, we try and do one thing a month. Mm. And like we're not going crazy overboard, but we're getting things done.
Yeah. So where did you go to for like your inspiration? Did you find like the blogs quite useful, or did you use Pinterest? Because I know you said you came to Instagram a little bit after.
Yeah, so at first it was like magazines, of course, obsessed with Pinterest anyway.
Yeah.
But I saw a wedding in Rock and Roll Bride where she just had like some stars and things like that, which I thought was really cute.
Yeah.
And then I know I mentioned earlier that our theme sort of derived kind of from that night that we met.
Of course.
So we were like on the beach just having some drinks, and obviously it's the evening, and we were like pointing at the stars and stuff, and he was like teaching me what they were because I didn't know. So he was like pointing out the different shapes and like what they are, and there's me like I'm pointing at one like, oh, that one looks like Winnie the Pooh. But he's actually telling me what the actual like constellations are. And then from that point, like he got me like a little necklace like with my constellation on it as like one like a gift for like my birthday or something. And it was so cute. And then kind of from that, I remember like seeing this wedding having stars, and I'm like, such a nice way to like incorporate that like moment in our relationship. Obviously it's massive, obviously the day you've met, like just remembering that night and then it being reminded of that like on our wedding day was like super special.
Do you think your wedding guests will realise that that's where your themes come from?
Probably not, no.
That's quite nice in a way. That they'll get to, I guess, learn as well.
I think he's going to mention something about it, like, in his speech.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be really lovely. I love how that's come about.
It was really random, like, because we tried to, like, think of, like, different themes and things that we could have. Like, my partner's super into music. So we thought, oh, we could have like something where we had like band names as table names and things like that. But then like we loved the idea, but when it came to like finding things that we liked, we couldn't find a lot that we really loved.
Yeah.
And then we started looking at different things, and both of us like really loved all the pictures that we'd seen where people had like stars and things in their weddings. Yeah. So after that, we thought that is actually perfect because it just fits us so well.
So you're naming your centerpiece, your table, sorry, from the constellations, or?
I think so, yeah. We were sort of, we're undecided as to whether just to go with like table one, table two, or to go with the constellations. I do quite like the idea though, and then like having a drawing of the actual constellation on the card.
I feel like I can envisage it already, especially with, like, some of the things you've posted. I just think, oh, it's so unusual, but like almost like quite magical as well. And obviously hearing your engagement story just makes it even more so.
I hope it's like that on the day.
So how's your planning going? I'm guessing you guys are like solidly organized now if you are due to get married this September.
Yeah, so with regards to the plan, we are pretty much done. Like I think the only real things left to do were obviously to go to the venue and really finalise those details, like decide on our food choices and bits and bobs like that. But invites were out. Yeah, so our RSVP date was the 1st of June. So at this point, it would have just been a case of like paying final balances and we would have been done.
That's mental, isn't it? So do you feel now that because you almost have like an extra year, are you not feeling like you want to just add one of everything?
I kind of just want to plan it all over again, but I'm definitely not going to do that. My partner might go nuts.
No,
we've decided to add like a band, so we're going to have a live band in the evening, so we've added like little bits like that, but nothing too drastic that involves like a huge amount of planning.
So how did all your planning go? Was everything super smooth, or did you have any dramas along the way?
It was mostly smooth, but we did have a couple of dramas. Love a bit of wedding drama.
It's so crazy because when I've been talking to people, you almost just think, oh yeah, everything's just like a little breeze. Everyone's just like kind of happy. And it's not until you speak to people that you realise that, like, obviously everyone has dramas with everything, not just wedding planning. But it's so interesting to hear them, because I think it would help other people if they're sort of having a bit of a drama themselves, I guess. So let's hear about your wedding
drama. Yeah, I think that's definitely right, because like when I first like started having issues, I was like, oh, it's just my luck, like I bet everyone else is fine. But it is crazy to see like what other people have experienced.
So what was the first drama?
So our first drama was with our photographer. So we had initially booked a photographer that was like a family friend. We sort of booked her, paid our deposit, and like we booked her quite early on because we were talking about having like an engagement shoot and things like that. So booked her, paid our deposit, and then we were sort of getting in touch like, oh, let us know when you're free to do the engagement shoot and we'll get it booked in. She was like, yeah, I'll come back to you with dates. And then we just never hear anything.
No.
Like, just never get responses. So I follow up like, oh, we were wondering if we could book it for like this September, because obviously that's then going to be 2 years to like the date of our wedding, which would be really nice. We just like didn't get a response. And then it was like continuously sort of, I'd leave it like weeks at a time before I said anything. And then I was just never getting anything back. But like my messages were being read and like she was posting and things like that. It was just like completely being ignored. Then we just thought, we were starting to think like, if this is what the situation is like now, like, what's it going to be like on the day? Like I was starting to get paranoid. Like what if she just never responds? Like what if she just doesn't turn up to the wedding? Like it was quite stressful. And then I was at a wedding fair with a friend, and which is where I met Tom, who is my now wedding photographer. And I saw his pics and I was like, oh, his pictures are so nice. And then I sort of like went over and had a look, and he said, oh, do you have a photographer at the moment? And I was like, yeah, I do. But then I just sort of went home after that and said to my partner, I was like, right, I'll give like one final attempt to actually like get in touch with like this photographer again. I sort of sent them a message and explained like how we were feeling and the issue, and again they just read it and ignored us.
Really? Did you pay the deposit at this point?
We paid our deposit, so at that point we just messaged and said like, we've decided that we're gonna book another photographer, like we'd like to cancel.
And did you get your deposit back?
No. So I said in the message, I was like, the reason is like this. And like, we think it was quite unfair that we were like, we paid for nothing basically. Because obviously we were paying for a service, and at, from the point that we paid money, like nothing ever came of it.
That's mad.
Yeah. Like from that point, I sent her that message, booked a new photographer, and then she's like deleted me on everything. Like doesn't speak to any of my family. Like just.
And this is a family friend as well.
Yeah, so she photographed my sister's wedding as well, but that with that she was fine.
How strange. I mean, you, obviously people have their own problems, I guess, but you can't just ignore people, like you say. It's going to make you feel paranoid. But at least you're sorted now and you've got like an awesome photographer.
We kind of said like it was kind of like a blessing in disguise, to be honest, because our new photographer is amazing. Like we get on with him so well and his photos are incredible, so...
And that's what you
super
want.
Excited
like, and that's what you want on a wedding day as well. You don't want to be worrying about it, but
not
you
at
want
all.
Someone that you guys feel comfortable with as well.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, he's so nice, and we got with him so well. Like having him there on the day, it's kind of going to be like having a friend there now. So it's quite nice to know.
And I've seen your engagement photos as well, and they look amazing. And I feel like it's kind of like keeping within your style as well, which is quite nice.
Yeah, definitely. We were so happy with our engagement photos. We were, prior to the shoot that we had with him, like, my partner was super nervous, and he kind of said, like, that's such a good reason to have an engagement shoot or have a pre-wedding shoot. Yeah. If you're shy behind the camera, or if you've not really had your picture taken before, even if you don't get any good photos from it, it's the fact that you're getting used to being behind a camera, and you're getting used to what you're going to have happen on the day.
Yeah, and you're getting to know your photographer better as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was so nice just having those conversations with him. Like, we had a drink after and stuff, just to have a chat.
Oh, lovely.
It's like, for the engagement shoot, you're there for like an hour just getting photographs taken. Yeah. Like, you're doing your own thing, but you're having your photo taken. But on the wedding day, it's going to be like blocks of maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be even easier then as well. So it's just...
Would you definitely recommend it to
anyone? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, if you haven't thought about having one, I'd highly recommend doing it.
Yeah. And I noticed that you had a makeup trial and a hair trial as well.
Recently. Yes, I've done all those bits. Yeah.
I'd definitely recommend that as well. I mean, were you like super happy with your hair and makeup trials like first time round, or do they kind of like talk through what you can have or...
So with those that I booked, definitely. So for my hair, like, my trial was perfect from the get-go. Like, from the first style she did, I was so happy with it. But with my makeup, I actually had a trial with another person prior to having a trial with the person I booked.
All right.
So I sort of showed her sort of the picture of the style that I wanted to go with. And she was so lovely, but her makeup was very heavy.
Yeah.
And initially I thought that I did want to go for like a more glam look, because of course, like, it's... I don't often get an excuse to get really glammed up.
Yeah.
But the makeup was just so heavy. Like, worst thing ever. Got in the car, my partner picked me up after my makeup trial. He was like, "You look like a drag queen."
Oh.
Honestly. And I didn't see myself like in a, like, I saw like
a normal mirror.
In a little mirror.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I knew that I looked like, until I like saw it in like a proper mirror. And like, my lashes were super long. Like, I've never seen so much contour in my life. And it was like caked on.
Yeah.
And I was like, it doesn't look like that in photos that like when they get like posted. But then like in real life, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was not a bit of me.
No. So you're happy with your makeup artist now? Did you have a totally different experience then?
Yeah, it was completely different. It was like, there was like trying different like foundations on my skin to see which like sat nicer. And like the foundation I used, like, I could barely like feel it on my face. And like, I still went for obviously like a full look.
Yeah.
It wasn't massively like bridal and sort of dulled down, but it was so much more like comfortable on my skin, and it just like suited my face a lot better.
Yeah.
So I was so happy with that.
Were you not worried about your partner seeing you with your makeup trial on?
Not really.
No.
I kind of was excited for him to see, because like, I don't wear makeup a lot.
Yeah.
So like, I was kind of excited to like have makeup on, and him to like see me, like, for once I put in the effort and having makeup on. But I think it was like, I didn't have them on the same day, so it's not like he saw me with my hair and makeup at the same time.
Yeah.
It was like he's seen my hair and he's seen my makeup, but like in my like normal clothes, and like separately to having hair and makeup done. So it's,
and it'll look totally different with your dress as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If I look the same, then I'll, like, in my dress as I do like in my work clothes, I'll be a bit disappointed.
After all that effort.
Honestly, all that money.
I know. And then you said you also had another drama as well. Do we want to talk about that drama?
So we've been having a bit of issues like with our venue. So
is this since postponing?
No, so this actually started before. So when we booked our venue initially, like, we got on so well with our, like, the girl that we were like speaking with, who like at that time was our coordinator.
Yeah.
And then she left maybe like 6 months after we booked. And from that point, like, this, I guess the level of service that we got from the venue just like went down so much.
Yeah.
It was like, if we had a question, our emails like were just not responded to. So we arranged a meeting to sort of just iron out a few questions that we had.
Yeah.
And when we got to the meeting, like, we met, of course, a different coordinator than the one that we initially had.
Yeah.
And she just, like, it felt like she just, like, didn't want us there. We felt so awkward. Like, we'd ask a question and it was like she was just staring at her paper, like, not even looking at us. Like, we like cut our questions short, because I was like, this just feels so awkward. Like, I genuinely feel so unwelcome. It was just such a horrible, like, experience. Like, yeah. I was so excited to be at the venue and, like, talking about the wedding again, and it was just awful.
You want someone to get excited with you, don't you? And be passionate about you guys.
I think that's, like, one thing about, like, obviously having a coordinator. Like, you want to talk to them about your plans and your ideas, and, like, you want them to think that they're, like, great. Yeah. And, like, again, like you said, like, get excited about having, like, your wedding at their venue kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it just made us feel really negative about, like, having it there, just because they just felt so, like, blasé about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it sort of just got worse from that point. So then we, of course, booked our venue. It was like January 2018.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this year, maybe February time, we got an email from the venue to say that they had double booked.
No.
So they had booked somebody else in to get married on our day. And would we mind sharing? And we're like, no. Definitely not. Like, no, we do not want that. Like, thanks for the heads up, but no. But so in their email, they had said, oh, let us know, because if not, we'll, of course, work with the couple to arrange a new date. So we said no, expecting, like, oh, we've said no, like, that's it then.
Yeah.
And then they, like, this, my response to them was in, like, maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
Then they responded back saying that they had already provisionally booked the other couple to get married on the same day as us at that venue, because they had 2 rooms that people could use to get married in.
And you guys have booked first.
Yeah, so we had booked like 2 years prior to this email.
This is mad.
And then they said, oh, we've already provisionally booked the date because we've got 2 rooms that you can get married in.
Yeah.
And then said, if we want exclusive use of the venue, we need to book the other room as well, which was never told to us before and was not in our contract. But they was like, yeah, so it's going to be another £800 if you want to book the other room as well, which is a smaller room.
Yeah.
We said, well, no, like, we're not doing that, because that's never been discussed with us before.
No.
And it's just been sort of thrown upon us now. We responded, like, very quickly to your original email. And then we sort of didn't hear anything. A few days later, followed up, like, what's happening with this? Like, has this now been resolved?
Yeah.
That response. A few days later, sent another email, like, can somebody please give us a call and let us know what is going on?
Yeah.
So we then got a phone call to say, like, they'd already agreed the date, but they're just working with the other couple to change the date, because the other couple had gone ahead and, like, booked their registrar, booked, like, suppliers for that day since their provisional booking. So they were, like, working with the other couple to now try and find a new date.
And is this all been resolved now?
Finally, yes. Yeah. So it took about a month before they gave us the actual confirmation that they'd resolved the problem. And then after that, my partner was saying, right, we need to get, like, a meeting booked again, because, like, we're really unhappy with the experience that we're having.
Yeah.
Then COVID happened.
Then you got to postpone anyway.
And we didn't get it. Even that whole situation, like, they dealt with really badly anyway.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just, like, after 2 initial, like, bad experiences, and then just the way that they handled this situation was just awful. Like, so at this moment, we still have that venue, but as and when things go back to normal and they reopen, we do plan on going in and having a meeting with them and, like, really, like, talking to them in detail about, like,
how you feel.
Yeah, definitely. But we have started looking at others so that we do have options as to where it's got availability on our new date.
Oh, that's so stressful, because not only have you planned so far in advance, then you have this, and then you have to postpone as well. It's like it's just like quite a lot to deal with, I guess, isn't it?
A lot, but I guess the saving grace of postponing is that if worst comes to worst and the venue situation is just a no-go, we have time to find somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if it was now, when we were getting married in September and the venue were just being terrible, then that would be concerning, because we don't have time to find anywhere else now.
Yeah.
Like, all of our suppliers are booked to there in 3 months. Like, it just would not have been okay.
It's a bit scary, really, isn't it? Thinking that you might change your venue at this point.
I know, it is scary. But the thing is, it's not only us. So I commented on one of their Facebook posts saying, like, we've sent you an email, please could somebody respond? Like, when they were just not responding to us.
Mm.
And then a couple months later, another girl just, like, randomly replied to my comment saying, did they ever respond to you? I've been waiting for an email for months and they aren't responding to me. So, then another person messaged me on my Facebook and said, like, we're having loads of issues as well. Like, I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's so many people having the same problem. And I've got like screenshots and like kept the messages so I can show them and say like, we know that it's not just us having this issue. Like this is a genuine concern from a lot of people.
Sounds like they might be struggling after they lost the original wedding coordinator that you were dealing with. So how do you feel about postponing? We've not spoke about this yet. When did you make the decision to postpone your wedding? Because of COVID, I should say.
So at first we were saying like, we want to hold off because what we really wanted our original date. So our original date is our anniversary. So 19th of September would have been our 5-year anniversary. Aww. So we wanted that date. Like we were excited to get married on that day. But so we initially we were thinking like, we need to hold off. As it went on, it was just so, because there's never any updates about weddings. There's updates about everything else, but never anything about weddings. So as time went on, and of course then Lauren postponed, and you see more and more people posting on Instagram that they've postponed, like every single day you're just being like bombarded with posts about people postponing their weddings. And it's like, of course our main concern was like our family and our friends being able to be there with us, like we wanted those people to share that with us. So I think after a few weeks we were just saying like, we really need to start thinking now like what we're going to do. And then that's when we initially just sent an email asking for what dates are available. It took a month to get confirmation of the dates.
That's not good either, is it?
That's sort of the thing. So they had pretty much just, everyone at the whole hotel just wasn't working at all. They hadn't kept anybody. And then they had one temp person working like on every Monday, but that's it. So just nothing's being responded to.
I mean, you understand the situation, but when you've got people that are waiting and hoping to get married, you can't really be doing that, can you?
Well, my thoughts were more in the, like, what about the people that are due to be getting married in, like, May or June?
Yeah.
If there was nobody working, like, I hope that they were getting updates, because I can't even imagine how they must have been feeling.
I know some brides have been struggling a little bit, but because people are trying to deal with it in a date order. So obviously when it first happened, it was, like, the end of March. And then brides and grooms were like being dealt with in date order. So if you were sort of postponing in October, they weren't getting back to you because, you know.
And by that point, all the dates for the following year would be gone.
Exactly. Because obviously you've also got people already getting married next year as well.
Yeah. Next year is going to be full of weddings.
Isn't it? So what are you most excited about your wedding?
Oh, that's a good question. I think there's just so much to it that's just so exciting.
Yeah.
I think like the moment of the day that I'm just so excited for is of course like just like walking down the aisle. Like my granddad's walking me down the aisle.
Oh, how lovely.
And my granddad's been really unwell. So it's like I just can't wait to have that like first look with my granddad and then like to be able to walk down the aisle with him and of course like see Elliot's reaction.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that moment just like being reunited with him as well. Like we aren't like spending the night before apart. We're gonna like stay together and we're just gonna have like a get together with family the night before.
Oh, lovely.
Like on that day, like he's obviously like my person. Like I want to share every, like if I'm so excited that like, I want him to be there. Yeah. So in the morning when I'm super excited, I'm gonna want to message him and be like, I'm gonna be so excited, but like I don't want to do that. Like it's gonna be weird, even though it's only for the morning, like them not being there.
Yeah.
Like the whole day is just gonna be such a bubble of excitement.
I think when I've been looking through your feed, there's a few things that I wanted to talk to you about because I feel excited about these things. I know you posted a couple of pictures of tattooed brides and I know you mentioned that you wanted to get some more tattoos. And then I saw you having a tattoo bar at your wedding. So we definitely need to talk about this.
definitely. So like myself and my partner, we're both tattooed. Yeah. So like, we're both like really interested in like tattoos and everything. And there's definitely more that I now have time to get before the wedding, which excites me a lot. But we wanted to, again, like we want to integrate our interests into the wedding and get our family and friends like involved in what we love. So for the evening, we're like building a sort of tattoo booth.
Is this real tattoos as well?
No. I wish. So we were looking at it, but you have to be licensed at the particular venue. So we are going to get matching tattoos for like either before or after the wedding. And we were thinking, like, I have seen it before where people have been tattooed on their wedding day at their wedding.
Well, this is what I've seen as well.
And I loved the idea of it, but the venue has to be licensed and the tattooist has to be licensed to do mobile tattoos.
Right.
And our venue isn't licensed to do the tattoos. So yeah. we couldn't do that. But we are going to get our tattoos 2 weeks before and like reveal them on the day.
Ah, lovely.
And we're having like our artist is drawing us up like a bespoke tattoo, which we can then get printed as like an artificial one, like a temp chat.
Yeah.
So like other people will be able to get like miniature versions of it on there with just like our wedding, and it's going to be our like bespoke design of our tattoo.
Oh, lovely. So you're both having the same tattoo?
Yeah, so it's a little tombstone with some flowers around it, and it says till death with our date in like Roman numerals.
Oh, how lovely.
It's really cute, actually. We both love the design. So
what other tattoos are you hoping or thinking that you might be able to get before the wedding?
So my partner's like already, like he's been booked in for ages to get his next ones, but it just keeps being pushed back because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I have a couple of designs drawn by the lady that does my tattoos. So she's actually designed me a full back piece,
which
initially I was waiting until after the wedding.
Yeah.
Now I'm considering getting it before.
Will your dress show the tattoos off then?
Yeah. So my dress is like, it's not a super low back, but it's sort of like a V cut at the back. So you can see the tattoo that I've already got at the top of my back, and you would be able to see the rest because it would kind of like sit over my shoulders and like my collarbone. Like, it's so cool. Hopefully I'll be able to get that done before. And it's just like, again, it's just having like more of our sort of like quirkiness in the day as well.
Yeah. Did you always know that you wanted like tattoos or?
I did. Yeah. My family are quite like into that. So my sister's covered in tattoos. My mum's got tattoos.
Yeah.
So I knew like that I'd always wanted one. It's like trying to decide what I wanted to get. Part of me was always thinking, because a lot of time people only get tattoos if they have like a meaning behind them or if they're super special.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything that like I wanted tattoos, like because I love the art, like I love the like designs and things.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything in particular that's like I can only get that tattoo because it has a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
So I sort of threw the idea away and I was like, I'm getting them because I want them. So I got like the designs that I wanted. So you can see that I've got like a couple going like all over here. This is actually the flowers that I'm having in my wedding bouquet. So that kind of now does have a meaning. It's all the exact flowers for my bouquet.
And then when you went wedding dress shopping, did you find that you were almost trying to find dresses that enhanced your tattoos, or were you worried about your dress covering them too much? Or
I definitely wanted a dress that showed them off.
Yeah,
they're a part of me, so I didn't want to feel like I had to cover them up on the day. Like, it was important to me that like that is me as a person. Like, I definitely wanted them on show.
Oh, fab. And then another thing I wanted to talk to you about, well, there's two more things. your evening wedding shoes are absolutely amazing.
They are
incredible.
I'm going to
describe them as like a regular choice.
Yeah.
Like glittery. I don't know how you would describe them, like glittery boots, like glittery ankle boots, would you say?
Yeah. So they're sort of ankle boots. They're sort of silver, purple and blue, like metallic shade. They've got like a thunderbolt on the side. They light up.
They light up as well.
They light up.
No
and
way.
The underneath also has like a design, like a colourful like circus print on. But if you stamp your feet, the thunderbolt lights up.
That is mad. Because I know I love irregular choice shoes. And like you say, the soles are always absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're so jazzy.
When did you get them a while ago?
I was in London for a wedding fair. And while we were there, we thought, oh, we'll just go around the shops, like have a browse. They were in the sale. And there was like £80 off.
No.
And they matched my theme.
They really
and my partner wasn't there to tell me not to buy them. So I was like, yeah, go on. The only size left was my size.
Meant to be.
It was meant to be. So then me like on the train on the way home, like with my shoes out, like shunning to random people on the train. Like,
you
like
so shoes?
It was so good. But I'm so excited to get them. I think in the morning when we're getting photos of me like in my dress and stuff, we're going to get some like styled shots just of me like holding my dress up so you can see the boots underneath. So he can definitely get some like good shots of them. And then I'll put them on for the evening to dance the night away.
So what about your daytime shoes? Have you got Jenny Packham shoes?
Yes, I got a pair of Jenny Packham shoes. They're super popular on Insta. Like these particular shoes, I feel like I have so many shoe twins. They are so nice. They were also in the Debenhams sale for like 50% off. So.
Oh, that's crazy. I know, I think Jenny Packham must be like really, really comfy because I've been to like loads of weddings, obviously being a photographer, and the amount of brides that have Jimmy Choo's and they're like, oh my God, they are so uncomfy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are so comfy. They've got like cushioned soles. So like at first I was like, I definitely need to get a pair of flats like for later in the day because my feet are just going to be like burning. Like when you wear heels for too long and your feet are just like dying. I can't beat a pair of shoe boots either
because I feel like they're so comfy. They're like my go-to shoe for dancing, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm going to have like those heels for the day and then sort of, I'm going to put my jazzy shoes on for first dance, I think, because that will just look so good in photos.
Were you worried that they wouldn't match your dress? Or like, obviously, I'm presuming that your dress like covers them, but I bet you'd be getting them out every 5 minutes.
I'm going to be getting them out. I'm going to be like holding my dress above my knees, like doing some high kicks. I'm going to be literally like after like 5 p.m. No one needs to be looking at the dress anymore. Like just focus on the shoes.
Yeah, the dress has had enough of the limelight.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get those jazzy boys out.
And then something else that you were planning was leather jackets for you and your bridesmaids.
Yes, I love a good leather jacket. So again, had to have, initially it was only me that was going to have one, but because friend, I was like, I've got more time now, so I'm going to DIY some for the bridesmaids as well and the flower girls. So we're going to have like a proper little leather jacket tribe.
You're going to have like such a cool like look in the evening, like DIY
I'm
leather jacket.
I'm honestly going to go from like traditional hair up, white long dress, like traditional heels to biker jacket, glow in the dark boots, like loads of like tats all over me. Like you're gonna see like the version of me that I try and portray like when I'm looking smart and then like the real me.
I'm gonna say that you're probably like most excited for it to get to like 8 p.m. and then you can honestly, just like totally like whip everything out.
The thing is, like obviously I said we've booked a band now as well and we've got quite like an alternative music taste. We've got a DJ as well, so he's gonna play more like chart music to get everyone involved. But our band are doing a 2-hour like session and they're playing like a lot of alternative music. We've tried to find like songs that are quite popular that people still know, so we've got like a lot of Blink-182 and Fall Out Boy and things like that. But they're going to include some stuff like System of a Down and stuff that we listen to that I know that other people aren't gonna like know, and it's pretty heavy. It will just be so funny to like, we've got a lot of friends that enjoy that music too, like getting them involved. But it's just going to be like, honestly, it is going to go from like one thing in the day to like a whole nother thing in the evening. But it's been nice to incorporate that because that is like us. We like are a very alternative couple, and like we've really wanted to implement that into our day somehow. So we sort of compromise that like, in the day we'll have it very like weddingy, I guess you can say, and then in the evening it's just like exactly how we wanted it to be the whole day.
I love how excited you are. I can tell that it's so you because you're so passionate about it, and it's just so exciting to see how excited you are about it as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. Roll on next October.
Oh, definitely. We'll have to have a chat after your wedding and see how you got on, because I can't wait to see your pictures.
That was so
with
good. I was
going
to say, I can't wait for like sharing the photos now. In my head, I'm just like, oh, I want to put them on now.
Well, your Instagram account will be like dead quiet for like the next maybe, I don't know, 9 months or so. And then you'll start posting your last few bits before the wedding. And then after the wedding, it's going to be like total wedding spam.
Oh my God, I know. That's what I'm sort of saying. Like, we don't really have anything to do now until maybe like 6 months before when we do like our food tasting and things like that.
Yeah.
So until that point, it's just going to be posting Insta and throwbacks.
Yeah, defo. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me today. It's been genuinely amazing and just so exciting.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
What a way to end season one of the Tony Time Wedding Planning Podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening as much as I've enjoyed chatting to everyone. But before you guys go, I have a really, really exciting thing to announce. So we're going to have 2 weeks off the podcast, but in that time, I am going to be hosting a very special giveaway. So be sure to like and subscribe the podcast, catch up on all the episodes, and watch out on my Instagram @TonyTimePodcast and @TonyDarcy. to look out for the competition. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in 2 weeks' time with a brand new episode and a brand new season with lots more wedding stories to share.